but I've got some human history. I've got some American history. I've got some world history sitting here next with me. For those of you that have already seen the movie Selma, when the movie begins, you're kind of shocked out of your seat when you see some young ladies walking on some stairways at a church. And that happened to be something that occurred in September of 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama. And one of those young ladies who God kind of put his shoulder around and said, I'm not ready for you yet. Her name at that time was Sarah Collins. She is now Sarah Collins Rudolph. She is the survivor of that horrific tragedy, that horrific atrocity that occurred back in September 1963. She's still a proud resident of the Birmingham area. And part of her mission is talking about what happened that day and the legacy. She was here in Indianapolis this morning over at the Madam Walker, and she joins me live. Ms. Collins Rudolph, welcome to Indianapolis.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
What'd you think about this morning?
Oh, I think it was just wonderful how the people came to hear me talk about during that time in 63 when the bombing was, and also about talking about Martin Luther King. It was just wonderful.
I noticed that when they celebrated the 50th anniversary of that horrific tragedy a couple of years ago, I read some articles about it and about you. I was surprised that the struggles that you've gone through in your life. You know, give my audience and the community some examples of what you've had to go through in these 50 years.
Well, we had to go through that era of Jim Crow. They said that everything was equal, but you know, it wasn't so equal because we had to different sinks we had to drink out of, different bathrooms, and when we go to the to shopping, we couldn't even try to close on. We can spend our money, but that we couldn't go into the restroom, use the restroom, all that, you know, all that was back there in 1960s. And it was just like living in a twilight zone, you know, because you would think if you go into a place to buy your clothes, you can try them on and see do they fit. But we couldn't do things like that back in the 60s. So it was just a trying time, you know, even with the bombing, 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. They put a bomb at the church, and we didn't know it was a bomb in there, but we walked in on something. That morning when we was walking to church, we walked about 17 blocks. And when we got there, we didn't know they had a bomb under the steps. And that's where we were. We was in the lounge. And the bomb was placed under the steps of the lounge. And when it went off, it blew the steps away. And also, the four girls were killed. And I was the fifth girl. And when it went off, it was so much debris that went in my eyes till I was blind in one eye. And my other eye was injured, but thank to the good Lord, I can see out of it, but it had now, but it had given me so much of trouble in the past, and it's still giving me trouble. I still go to the doctor for that eye.
Did you ever wonder or feel guilt? Why me, Lord? Why didn't you take me? Why did you leave me?
Yes, I was. I asked my mother that. I asked her, did she know why God spared me? And she said she didn't know, but when I get older, she said I find out. So lately I have been going around talking about it, telling what happened on that morning.
You feel like as you go around and talk about it, not only are you preserving the memory of your sister and those that passed that day, but it's like a ministry for you?
Yes. I remember my sister and all the other girls. You know, for one thing, they didn't have to get killed like that. You know, we're in a house of worship, and they put a bomb under the steps, and we were so anxious to get there, just having a good time that morning, playing with my sister, little Percy, we were throwing it, catching it and running all the way to the church, you know, but We didn't get a chance to go in church that morning.
I gotta ask you, have you seen Selma yet?
Yes, I seen Selma. They let us see a free screaming of it.
What did you think when you saw the beginning of the movie?
When the movie came out, when it started, I seen those girls walking down the steps, and all of a sudden, all that bomb noise, and it scared me in my hood. And we just both of us just jumped because it was as though I was going through that same thing again. But anyway, the girls wasn't on the steps when it happened. They was in the ladies' lounge.
So Hollywood took a little liberty.
Yes, we were surprised because I thought that they would show it had really happened. I guess that's why it just really scared us so bad when we heard that noise.
Yeah, as you see, there are a lot of young people, a lot of kids here today because it's a holiday and they're here in this educational institution. If you could talk to young people and their moms and their dads and their grandmas and grandpas are listening to this program, what message do you have for the young people of today?
Well, I got a message on practice on love and also doing right, you know, trying to really do those things that are good instead of doing those things that are evil. Because, you know, back there then, the young people, they march. And today, I would like to tell them to try to do some good to help this country. Because it's going to take the young people now, you know. Older people now, we're getting old, and we can't get out there like, you know, today like we did back then. So I just want to let them know to do those things that are good, do those things with love and helping people, because that's what it's going to take. Not evil, not those things that are evil, but try to do good and love people. You know, back then, it was a lot of people, white, that had hate in their heart. But, they don't know, you know, they let the devil use them, but today we don't have to let the devil use us.
And they never brought to justice who was responsible for what happened to your sisters, your friends, and to you?
Oh, yes, they brought them to justice, but the first man was Chambliss, but they had his trial 13 years later, and they had a Bland trial. It was 38 years later. And also Blanton and Cherry trial was practically 13 years later when they was old and time they went to jail. They died, so they didn't really suffer any for what they did.
So, but there was some justice. Some people were found guilty of this crime.
Yes, Robert Chambliss and Blanton and Frank Cherry, Thomas Blanton and Frank Cherry, they were found guilty of it.
We're talking with Sarah Collins Rudolph, one of the survivors of the tragedy of September 15th, 1963, and she was here in Indianapolis celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Day over at the Walker. You ever see such a pretty theater in your life?
Oh, beautiful. It's beautiful. It kind of reminds me of the Alabama theater, but that, you know, theater was during that time, it was for white. We didn't get a chance to go in that theater, but that's what it reminds me of. Beautiful.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege to meet you, to have you here in our city to help celebrate this day with all of us and the folks at the Walker. And we thank you for the privilege of sharing a little bit of your life and your story and the purpose that God has caused you to be here and continue to share your testimony with all of us. Thank you very much. God bless you. And
thank you for inviting me. I've really been having a good time here. Thank you so much.
Well, make sure they let you, that the zoo people give you the kind of VIP tour, because they think this is the hottest, that it's definitely hotter than any zoo in Alabama now.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. I really enjoy looking at comedy.
Sarah Collins Rudolph, thanks very much for being with us. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. We're live from the zoo, from the Orangutan Center It's Afternoons with Amos on Dr. King Day.